Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today I'm doing something a little different. We have these little one-er podcasts where I might tell you what's on my heart or one of the failures that I've made as a parent or maybe some stories of loving others and how that's impacted me. And today, who's really been on my heart is young moms. And what I mean by young moms is just mamas who have littles. And I'm kind of out of that stage. It's the first time I've ever actually felt, old, maybe. We live in a neighborhood now that we have young moms. And so they have kids ages, you know, newborns to toddlers to just going in school, and we've kind of passed that age. We are now have 14 and 11-year-olds. And, you know, I think what's so interesting is when I was in those toddler years, it literally felt like the survival stage for me. It was exhausting. It was tiresome. It was so cute. I mean, they're so stinking cute, and they say the cutest things, and they are the funnest. Is that a word? The most fun. However, I just remember really struggling in that season. It might have been because maybe I don't know if I truly shared maybe what I was feeling with other people. Maybe when I had those really hard days and was like, this is not what I wanted to do. This is not what I love, that I felt guilty for that. Maybe it was just this feeling of like every day when, you know, I would be on the floor playing Thomas the Train for like the umpteenth time. I was like, what am I even doing with my life right now? And kind of forgetting why it's so important. And for those of you who stay home with your kiddos, you know, that's exhausting. And for those who have, I've done both. I've done where I've kind of been an entrepreneur and worked from home and had kids at home with me most of the time. And then I've also been a working mom where I've worked and had someone watch the kiddos. But then, you know, after our long day at work, then you're not off. It's not like you get to just come home and chill, chill in Netflix. You are on, and it's exhausting. And I think what I want to tell young moms and just give you some encouragement, kind of being on that other side, is just you are exactly the mom that your kids need you to be. And I think I needed to hear that. I remember writing a letter to my, what I would want someone to have said to me. And it's the letter I would have written to myself as a new mom if I would have known everything that I knew now. And so I just wanted, I hope this is just a little bit of encouragement. If you are a mom who has littles and in the so fun, but also just so demanding and exhausting stage where things are so unseen, all the boo-boos that you put Band-Aids on, and all the things you wipe up all day, every day, and the bottoms you wipe, and, you know, the accidents that you make sure don't happen, and literally you're on all the time. And so many times the little things that we do are not seen. It's not like at the end of the day we get a big trophy that's like, you kept your kids alive today. No one sees it, and God sees it. And I want to remind you that there's this book that I love. It's called Every Moment Holy. And it just reminds us, it even has like a liturgy for changing diapers. It reminds us that even those small little things that go unseen do not go unseen in the eyes of God, that it is a holy moment. Those little bitty things that are mundane tasks that we do every single day because we're a mom and that's what we do. Those are holy moments. And I hope that this just gives you a little encouragement and reminder. I want to read to you a letter that I wrote myself. It got picked up by Today Parents from the Today Show. And it was just something I had written. And they felt like it would be something that maybe a lot of people needed to hear. And so I want to read it today and just hope that it gives those of you who are kind of in the throes of that, those young stages where it feels like the days are really, really long. I hope it gives you some encouragement. Here are 8 things that I would have loved someone to tell me when I was a young mom. The first one is embrace the suck. Some days will just suck. And I know that's a word that I tell my kids not to say, but with all intention, you will have all these intentions of doing all the things during the day. And sometimes it's just not going to happen. And sometimes you're going to feel defeated. And for me personally, when I'm talking about this one, I mean, you know, getting back in shape. So I was an athlete growing up and have always loved working out, have always enjoyed being active. But after kiddos, I think I just thought that I would just bounce back. Like it would just be this like, oh, I would just have this baby and then just be automatically back in shape and enjoying the outdoors again and enjoying all the activities that I used to do. And that is not what happens. So you'll just have to embrace the suck a little bit. Sometimes you'll want to get this workout in that you were used to doing before baby, and it means maybe you're just going to walk up the stairs a couple times before you've lost your breath, and that's okay. Your body is going to feel different, and it's going to act different, and it might act different forever, but embrace it. I'm telling you, if you can do anything, embrace it. Number 2, it's going to be okay. You will get through this. It is a season. And once you're over it, you may have another baby and you'll know what to expect. But I think when I used to hear that, like when I would be really in the throes of survival stage of like the zombiedom of having a newborn and not getting any sleep, or the heart of a toddler losing their minds, and I would just be like, this is the hardest. I would hear these moms say, oh, it's just a season. It's just a season. Like you'll get through it. You know, the days might feel long, but the years are short. And I would be like, oh my gosh, that is literally the worst advice you could ever give me, because I just needed someone to say like, this is really hard. And I'm here to say, being on the other side, it really is just a season. But that season can feel really difficult and really hard. And yes, you will get through it to another season, which also might be wonderful and easy and light, but also you're going to have other seasons that are hard too. And these are the things that help you get through them. Find someone to help you get through this season. Number 3, expect interruptions. By the grace of God, your baby and toddler might be on the same nap schedule for the day and you're in heaven, but most likely that is not going to happen. So don't give up. I remember when I would try to get like a 20-minute workout in, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get it done. I can do this. And then on the monitor, I would hear a baby wailing. And instead of giving up, maybe I would do some push-ups while she was laying on the floor and I would make funny faces with her, or I would grab her and try to do some squats. Whatever it is, adapt and overcome, but just expect interruptions. Number 4, find help. This should probably be number 1, but find help. Find someone who can watch the kids for 30 minutes a day so you can stay sane, a workout group who's going to go through the same thing, a friend who will sit with you in the heart, or a therapist to help with depression that you're going through. Whatever it is, do not sit in isolation. No matter where you are, if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're a working mom, find people who are going through the same thing, because I guarantee there's a mom right down the street feeling helpless and lonely just like you. So whatever you do, make the hard call, get the number for the counselor, whatever you do, get the thing that you need to help you feel whole. Number 5, do not compare. Do not compare yourself to other moms. Whether it be comparing yourself to the body that they bounced back to and you did not, people are just different. We're all shaped and formed differently, and you'll all bounce back differently. Just when you think you're doing well, you'll walk by your friend who literally gave birth yesterday and she's rocking a bikini. Tell her she looks great and walk on by. Do not compare. Our bodies are going to look different. Don't compare the way that the other mother can breastfeed, and maybe you're having a difficult time. This was my hardship for sure. And I compared myself a lot, especially when you're a new mom and you're wondering if you're doing it right. Don't compare, because it literally is the thief of joy. Because I need you to know, number six, that you are the best mom for your kids. Trust your gut. You don't have to ask for a million other opinions, because everyone will make you second guess yourself. You know your child's needs. You know what works best for them. Some moms do it this way. Some moms do it that way. Don't judge or compare. Just do what you do. If another mom feeds her kids certain things and you feed your kids different things, that's okay. If you have a different bedtime routine than your friend down the street, or if you guys decide a different parenting, you know, habit is better or worse, don't compare, don't judge, just you do you. You know, I remember when I was a toddler mom and all these moms were breastfeeding. It seemed really easy to them. It was so hard for me, and they were making, you know, organic baby food from their from their gardens outside, which sounded so dreamy. But it just wasn't me. I worked, and I was like, how am I going to find time after work to go in the garden and process the cucumber that I definitely didn't even, you know, put in the ground today or last week or last month, whenever I was supposed to plant it? How am I supposed to do that? And I remember feeling so inadequate. And so what I would just hope that you remember is that you are the best mom for your kids, the way that you're designed. God made it that way. You guys, I'm learning now that I am funny, and I love sports, and I love to joke, and I love watching funny videos with my kids, and especially my son. And we have these fun bonding times, and it looks very different than maybe other moms have with their kids or what they do, but it's what works for us. And so just trust that you're the best mom for your kids. Number seven, start small. You know, especially when you're thinking of getting back to your, you know, pre-baby body, just know what's going to look different for you. I used to be a fitness trainer, and I remember feeling so frustrated because maybe I wasn't seeing the results that I needed to. And so I just encourage you to start small. Celebrate the small wins every day. You took a shower today. That's a win. You ate a healthy snack. That's a win. The kids didn't die today. That is a win. Maybe you walked up some hills today. You didn't sprint them, but you walked up. That's a win. And number eight, remember, above all, remember who you are and how awesome you are. You just birthed a baby, for goodness sake. Your hips are out of place. You are ripped open, whether it be a C-section. I had one of those, and I also had a vaginal birth. It's a lot going on in your body. Give yourself grace upon grace. With some work and patience, your body will come back. Maybe not the same, but who cares? Embrace the new body that you have. I can tell you that after, I've had my kids 14 years ago, 11 years ago was my latest kid. And I might look exactly the same as my pre-baby body, but I have grown into this one and I love it. And I think you can help get in that habit of loving your body every day. These will be some of the hardest days of your life. It is super overwhelming. And sometimes you're going to shut yourself in the bathroom and get out that cry, the hard, sobbing, snotty one. And then you're going to take a deep breath and you're going to look in the mirror and say, I'm the best mom that I can be. Dig deep, be patient, do the hard, and watch yourself surprise yourself and enjoy this ride.